Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And it is, February the 10th, 2022. And it's a sunny day, and it's feeling quite nice. It's like 71 out here in Seguin with sun shining. And Mark is joining us today right in the beginning of the show with us here. And first thing I wanted to do was to correct a Henry Kissinger quote. It's one of our callers last time called in and said that maybe that quote wasn't for real. And I tried to find it on the internet and couldn't do it. And I found several things that said it was a fake quote. I don't know. It certainly sounds like something the guy would say to me. But if it's not true, then, you know, it's not true. So I'm presuming right now it's not true. It's just somebody made up something. Anyway, and I was just cruising just now the republicbroadcasting.org website and saw this article called What the Next American Civil War May Look Like. And, you know, I don't even think, you know, I hadn't read the article. I hadn't even read one sentence of it yet, but I don't like the title. I don't think we ought to be entertaining any civil war of any kind. We shouldn't even be talking about it because there's no legitimate cause of a civil war. Because that would be a war between people, people of the nation warring against each other. And I just don't think we don't have that kind of problem. We don't have a problem people. We have a problem government. It's called tyranny. It's dissolved, tyrannical tyranny. It's not lawful in any way you look at it. This thing is off the tracks. And it is harming the people and their property, all of them. It doesn't matter what color, where they're from, who they are. It doesn't matter. It's just tyranny. And they can call you anti-government all they want to, but it's not anti-government. It's anti-tyranny. They're the anti-government. People that overthrow government and do tyranny are anti-government. Our government is anti-government. Our dissolved tyrannical government is anti-government. And so we shouldn't be, who even brings up an American Civil War? I mean, these tyrants are trying to create a civil war, yes. But we shouldn't be buying into it. We shouldn't be talking about it. We should be talking about what tyranny looks like. And that is one of the very definite characteristics of tyranny is it tries to cause a dissension between great portions of the population so that the population will war against itself instead of its true enemy, dissolved tyrannical government. It's time to create new lawful government, not fool around with broke-down tyrannical mechanisms that are bent on your destruction. So now, the next thing is, and I don't want to spend, I have a few topics here I want to get to, and Mark's waiting, so we want to bring this on pretty quick. The next one is, I've had some complaints from a guy that thinks that even RBN is not doing a good job of covering the true corona situation, the coronavirus, what it is, where it's from, and who did it, and what really is it, and what's its characteristics, and all of that. And in other words, essentially set up a radio clinic. I mean, where we're a database for all the doctors and laboratory scientists and where they have this huge debate. I don't believe that's our problem. Just to answer that simply, I'm not interested in it. I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't know one from the other. I wouldn't know what one is saying, what the other is saying. I wouldn't know which one is right. I don't have a way of proving it. For me, that's not, but I can tell you one thing. I know what tyranny is, and I know that our problem, again, is not a pandemic. It's not a virus. It is tyranny. That's the illness. Tyranny is a government virus that destroys it. It destroys government. It kills government. Our whole problem is dissolved, unlawful, tyrannical government. Not the weather, not the temperature, not a virus, not the ecology, not food, not distribution, not racism, not hatred, not drugs, not guns, not borders. Get lawful government and you fix the whole damn thing. That's how simple it is. And that's what they don't want you to look at ever, ever. So now, another thing, I want to make an announcement. That's all I'm going to get into that today, because I want to get Mark on here pretty quick. The other thing I wanted to mention, though, is that, and this is for you listeners who are into the Jural Assemblies movement. I want to announce that I have a treat coming for you. I have finished reading and doing a summary of the Jural Assembly Handbook, and I've done an analysis of it and applied Locke's principles of property to them, and I will have that available for people to view here shortly. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that's upcoming, and I'll talk more about that when I really have it finished and have it online. So, and anyway, all the Jural enthusiasts, the Jural assembly people can call in and discuss this with me further after they've seen it. Okay, now I do want to get to the topic I want to spend most of the time on, and to me it's the truckers, the truckers' protest against the mandates, the vaccine mandates, and really the importance of getting away from continually going down to government that's totally controlled by the mass media cartel and the people that own the mass media cartel, and how ineffective it is to go down to these courthouses and go to the Capitol grounds, state and federal, whether it be in Canada or the America or wherever. The Western world is controlled by the mass media cartel. It's all one big thing, and they all have the same mouthpiece. They speak the same thing, and that's why this pandemic is global, because the mass media cartel is global. So. Anyway, so I'd like to bring on Mark now and have him pitch in with me and talk about this some more, as we talked about this quite a bit yesterday. So we want to cover this again. So, Mark, how you doing?
Very well, Ron. Glad to be on Search for Lawful Government. I'll have a couple of announcements for Stop the Presses tomorrow as we go along. Super. But what you said there really sits on the floor very squarely. It's got its feet on the ground, and that's a good thing in terms of the fact that once you have tyranny and once the system that you thought you had is no longer functioning and no longer operating, then tyranny manifests itself across the board, whether it's the COVIDocracy, the COVID narrative, whether it's the border issues, whatnot. And the mass media cartel that you're rightly targeting is the handmaiden of that tyrannical government. They are in a symbiotic relationship. So there you see the trap. There you see the cell that we're metaphorically locked into.
Right. I agree. We're all tempted to go down to take our complaints to the government. But you see, the government no longer listens to people. They don't listen to people. They listen to the strong and the powerful and those that can prevent them from getting elected and those that can harm them in a significant way. And that is the mass media cartel. Because the mass media cartel can tell flat-out lies that they know are lies, destroy your reputation, and there's nothing you can do about it. They're just, because you don't have the same mouthpiece they have that contacts millions upon millions of listeners. I mean, you can know the truth, but who's listening to you? Who's listening to us? We have listeners, yes, but not the quantity of the nightly news at 10 o'clock. People work all day long. They come home. They eat. They wash the clothes. They fall down and on the couch in front of the television for the 10 o'clock news, and then they go to bed. So they just fill their mind up with lies and crap, and they went to bed on it, and that's what they wake up with in the morning. Going off to work filled up with a bunch of lies. Now, not all of them are doing that, but still the great majority are.
Absolutely, Ron.
And all these politicians, they know that. Why would they listen to me and you and 100 people out on the lawn or even 10,000 on the lawn when they know that ultimately they're going to listen to the mass media cartel, which has millions of listeners worldwide? And so until we break up this mass media cartel, bust that thing up, and prove to the public that thing is not about balanced news reporting or coverage of both sides of a story or multiple sides of a story. They're there to spin their own agenda, the agenda of their owners. And they could care less about all that. And if they do care, they're not long with the network. They're off. They're looking for work somewhere.
Absolutely, Ron. My experience with the media, and I used to be in conventional media back in my earlier days, there's a definite line there. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, sounds real good. You're sounding real good.
There's a definite line there. When I was at the South Bend Tribune in the early to mid-90s, I wrote a couple book reviews of some books that probably the management of the Tribune would just as soon not have reviewed. And I was called into the office more than once.
Yes.
And I don't mind saying it. His name was Ed Perkins. He was the managing editor. And I did, on my own time and my own expense at that time, a cable access show. And he was still alive then. I had Dr. Charles Rice, the emeritus professor of law from Notre Dame, right down the road there in South Bend. And we talked about some rather touchy issues, and I got called to the carpet for that and told in no uncertain terms in 1994, I want to say. Either I stopped doing the cable access show on my own time, at my own expense, or I don't have a job at the Tribune.
Wow, yeah. They didn't want you covering that news. There's no such thing as covering the news. They're making the news and making it the way they want it.
Absolutely. And that was the 1990s, before the social media and all the deplatforming and demonetization and going after dissenters tooth, fang, and claw. So it's been that way a long time, that the news just poses to be interested in the public interest. And they're just a bunch of posers and fakers. It's like you say, it's a corporate agenda. They have to fulfill a certain vision, a certain social engineering model. And that social engineering model benefits other people, the people that own the newspaper licenses and the broadcast licenses, and those in the corporate world. And so I had experience with it firsthand. And They made sure I knew where the line was drawn. And get this, not long after that, they didn't allow internal book reviews anymore, and all the book reviews were external by Associated Press and Wire Services.
Yeah, they just cut that off entirely. We don't need that. Yeah. Well, I sure wish that we had a way to get to the truckers that apparently are forming up in the UK and even in the United States and trying to recoup themselves from Ottawa. And I even understand they were doing this on the West Coast too. I forgot what city they were going to on the West Coast of Canada, but I think the truckers should attempt to take their protests right to the front door of their mass media cartel outlets there, their yes. buildings, their offices. Take it right to their offices and pile those trucks up in front of those places. And like you said yesterday, have a small little group there in front of the capitals, but these capitals are useless. I mean, they don't listen to the people at all. They'd rather just cut off their gas, have them freeze to death in the trucks, and then push them out with the military. I mean, why go to your representatives when you can go to the creature that started all this, that is actually generating all this in the first place? It's a media-generated phenomenon. It has nothing to do with reality.
Exactly. The benefits of taking this to the media are myriad. I mean, there are endless, nonstop benefits to this, because the real kahuna here, the holy grail, is the narrative. The news narrative, the information that people hear. And as long as it's the mass media cartel, then the good politicians will be in jeopardy, the bad ones will remain in power, and they'll be untouchable, and the fear will continue. But absent the mass media cartel, we grab the narrative slowly but surely, because they are losing readership and viewers. CNN is going down. American Free Press asked me to do a story in the next edition about CNN going way down. We've got the trend going in the right direction. The protesters and the convoy people from America to Canada to the UK to Australia to Europe have got to take this to the media. I will shout it from the rooftops. They won't expect that. They won't know what to do. Neither the government people nor the news executives will know what to do. They'll be completely caught off guard with their pants down, and they'll be on the they'll be on the defensive and not the offensive. We need them back on their heels.
I agree.
Part of replacing them is to keep them permanently on the defensive and to get off our heels and get them back on their heels.
Once
they're on the defensive most of the time.
That's right.
We'll be right back, Mark.
Hang with us.
Here we go.
We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Welcome back to Search for a Lawful Government with Ron Avery, and Mark Anderson is here with us today, too. And we've been talking about what the truckers can maybe do to have more impact and what we need to do concerning this mass media cartel, which is the main instrument. It is the main instrument's a good word, instrument to affect the policies that the minority who have confiscated the world's wealth and concentrated it and are implementing their vision of a new world, the reset, and all of these ugly things that are happening actually are not natural. These are not natural occurrences. These are conjured and created events that we're looking at. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller, Patrick from Texas. What do you have to say? You there, Patrick? I guess Patrick's left the scene here. Mark, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we can take Melissa then. Melissa from Maryland.
Me now?
Yeah, Patrick, we couldn't
right
hear
there.
I don't know. Yeah, what's
up? Good afternoon. Can I change the subject? You tell me whether you want me to call another day about this, but I'm going to change the subject on you. Is that all right?
Well, yeah, we want to hear what it is first.
Okay, it's about illegal internet content.
Illegal internet content. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, this is my question. I don't know how much you know about this. If you want to refer me to somebody else, that's fine. But I tried to call early enough that if somebody else knows about it, they could call in before the show ends. But here's the question. I would say regularly somebody gets arrested for possession of illegal internet content. You know, it's either on their phone or it's on their computer. They've been visiting websites with illegal content on it and, you know, probably downloading it or whatever it is that they've been doing, creating it or whatever. And sometimes, I actually would say never, the websites are actually listed, you know, in the story. And incidentally, if the websites were in the story, we could try to stay off of them. But this is my question for you. There are people who are constantly getting busted for illegal internet content. So my question is, what about the creators of the illegal internet content? What about the creators of the websites? Now, they may be in countries where it's legal for them to be doing what they're doing. But what about going towards the webmasters and the creators of the websites themselves? Why don't we hear about that unless, of course, you know, the criminal justice system is intentionally creating illegal websites for the purposes of, you know, creating a net and trying to catch somebody in the act?
I'm afraid I really don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know the definition of illegal internet content. I don't even know the definition of it. I wouldn't know it if I saw it. I know what I like and what I don't like, but I don't know that has any, you know, I don't know if it has to do with pornography or trying to steal somebody's ID or I don't, what kind of are you talking about? The stuff complimentary to the wonderful programs being introduced by tyranny? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not really. Most of the time when it is actual images, it's images of minors, it's images of children.
Oh, okay, but we're talking about child pornography then.
Could be, and that's probably most of it, and maybe it's just, maybe it's available, like, on the dark internet rather than anywhere else. But, you know, my question is that, you know, we constantly hear about people getting nabbed for looking at the stuff. And my question is, what about the site creators? What about who is hosting the site, and when do they go after them, or do they intentionally not go after them? Do we know who's hosting, you know, these illegal internet content sites? And, you know, my other question would be, you know, is the criminal justice system themselves, you know, having these websites for the purposes of arresting people and catching them in the act?
Okay, well, you'll have to hang on, Melissa, because we're going to take a break now. And,
okay.
So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
My true love was true. I was blind. Something here inside cannot be denied. Said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when your heart's on fire, you must be alive. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Thank you, Julie. That's some great music. I love that song. Well, Melissa, Mark has found a site that Julie can share with you. It's too long to read on here, but if you'll contact her or get in contact with each other, they have a link to it. It's really called... what is this? The journal, is it Berkeley? Berkeley, I'm going to click the link just so I can take a look at it here. It's, give it a pop up here quick enough. Berkeley Journal of Criminal Law, and it's hashing it out, how an automated crackdown on child pornography is shaping the Fourth Amendment. Okay, well, that should be of some interest to you there. And hopefully, I don't know that I can. I would, again, lump that again to our major problems here, is that when you don't have lawful government, you have unwholesome laws, and the wholesome laws are unenforced. So, I mean, we just have one big hell of a mess, and all of it can be put in the lap of unlawful, tyrannical government. And until we start dealing with that in a significant way, we are going to be always very messed up and doing worse and worse. This is on the way down. We are on the way down. This is not going up. We're not going to see better days. We're going to see worse and worse days until we deal with the real problem. So anyway, Mark, let's get back to the truckers and the mass media cartel and how we can deal with this. I think the idea is that those that are running the government, that own the government, have overthrown it and taken it over. And I even say the entire West, Western civilization, to me, has been overthrown. I mean, to my mind, Western civilization is Christian-based. It's based on Christian principles of government and Christian principles. Now, it doesn't say that. It doesn't actually, you know, talk about Jesus all the time and or ever even not mentioned. But that's not the point. It all was sprung out of Christianity. And in order for all of this to take place, it must have been overthrown. The Christian ideas, the Christian government has been overthrown and it's been replaced. It's been replaced with tyranny. Exercise of power without authority. But the main tool they use to implement their designs, their future designs of more tyranny, is the mass media cartel. These things could not happen. The pandemic could not have happened without the mass media cartel. And therefore, we should take it to them. Not to government. Government listens to the mass media, not to the people. So if you want to be heard, you take this to the mass media outlets. They've got buildings. They're on the ground. They've got addresses. You can go to where they're at. You can get on their doorstep, and there they are. And see, they may not want to cover the way they cover things. Most of the time, I find that mass media cartel will not cover important stories at all. They won't show up, even when you call them and tell them you're going to have a protest and it's about property taxes. They won't show up. Or the other fun thing they do is create some other thing, some other issue that is absurd on its face and turn out 2,000 or 3,000 people for that, where you only have 100 people for property taxes, which affects every person on earth. I mean, every person in your state. And what do they show up for? The bathroom. They turn out 3,000 people, so people get to determine what bathroom they want to use. Well, I think if you can't figure out, if you're a male and you want to use the female bathroom, they ought to have an outhouse put out on the school ground. That's where you go. I mean, I'm sick of that, and I saw that. I saw that happen to me. The news, big news, gave an interview of me, or did an interview of me. It was 10 minutes long. I told them everything that was corrupt and crooked and unlawful about property taxes, and they gave me a little 10-second thing, and they sandwiched it in between the teachers who were crying about this and that, and then the bathroom people, and it made me look like some kind of a religious prude or something, and they just chopped it up and slaughtered it. Now, is that news? I'm sick of this stuff. We have to break this thing up. You, Mark, did I talk you clean off of the? I'm going to take a breath. I got to breathe.
Yeah, well, while you're breathing, I'm going to crawl off the floor back onto the podium.
Okay, good, good.
I mean, it's so imperative, and the beauty of it is it's very singular, and it's not oversimplistic. Don't confuse a singular mission with being oversimplified. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, it's not that simple, gentlemen. You know, there's more to it than the media. Well, there are other things besides the media, but if we can wrestle the narrative away from the media and increase what we're doing, increase the speech and the reach. It's not just freedom of speech, it's freedom of reach. You got to be heard. You got to have broader distribution, more eyeballs and ears. But as we increase what we do and diminish what they do, we will be amazed at the change in the tenor and day-to-day operations of government.
I agree.
Just a for instance. If I could take one American Free Press article that I wrote, the CFR at 100, let's say, I did a three-part series, and put that in the New York Times on a Sunday, and have that, even though their readership is diminishing, and have that kind of impact, the impact that those articles would have with that kind of distribution would be felt for weeks. There would be phones ringing in the middle of the night. There would be all sorts of problems in the powers that be's corridors of power. I'm not bragging about my writing. All I'm saying is the truth gets too little exposure, and when it does get out with enough exposure, it has a profound effect because we're starving for it now. That's yes. Why the effect is so profound. So, or if you took this broadcast right now that we're doing and gave it the distribution of the CBS Evening News, there would be alarm bells ringing from here to Tokyo.
I agree. That it would be amazing what could happen. And the reason why nothing is happening is because people just flat don't hear it. As you said, what is freedom of speech if you don't have freedom of reach? It's like the tree that falls out in the forest. Does anybody hear it? I mean, we got to be heard.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry that I could not hear Patrick when I called on them. And let's try it again. Patrick, I'm sorry you're still waiting here. This is your time. Please step up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had to take a call. I think Jordan Maxwell said it best. You know, it's like if he's trying to sell something, you're trying to get somebody to go to a Mexican restaurant where he don't like Mexican food, he likes Italian, you're not going to get him over there. They've got to have the eyes to hear and the eyes to see and the ears to hear and to try to find those people. They'll I think if you're good, and they will come. You know, but back to this assembly. Now, a question, Ron, are you talking about the Michigan Assembly or Anna Van Roots' Assembly Handbook?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Anna von Ritz or Anna Marie Reisinger.
Ritzinger.
Okay, I'm not involved with it enough to know the differences between the Michigan Assembly and somebody else's assembly. Is that what you were asking?
That's pretty much... I wanted to make a statement, though. It was like people don't understand. It's like Anna was just saying on her when she was in school, they were teaching. Oh, boring. She was just worried if she had enough M&Ms to last through the class. And she's not a dumb woman at all. And so that's what we get. You got to light a fire, a fire in the minds of men, and that. Oh, take something. You're not going to get that anywhere around any public school. And I think that's where these Canadian truckers are really going making the headway. Their children is highly involved. And, we're just going to get smarter, be more educated. And with that, I'll let you go. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Not sure I understood all that, Patrick, and you were breaking up quite a bit and a lot, and there was some other noise on it, so I kind of had a hard time understanding you, but I'm sorry about that. Could you hear that, Mark? I didn't
quite get it all, no.
Maybe
he could call again sometime, your show or my show tomorrow, and I'll briefly announce, Ron, while I can.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to have Orlene Curla, a great lady from Santa Rosa, California, on Stop the Presses. And speaking of what you were talking about earlier, she did write a couple books on COVID. And for the record, she does have some pretty good facts and insights on COVID. But of course, she agrees that it's largely a media tyranny problem. And the reason we can't get the full story on COVID to begin with is the partnership between those elements of the deep state that have overthrown our republic and their cohorts in the mass media cartel and the corporate world. And she understands that very well. I've known her since 2008, and so I've got a good read on her, but she'll be on Stop the Presses tomorrow. She's got two books on COVID. Maybe this will help answer some of the people that call in that think we need more on COVID. But we're not going to, of course, discount or in any way disassociate it with the larger problem, that being tyranny and the mass media cartel. And I am hearing, by the way, as an add-on, now that I've announced that Orlean's on my show tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central, I'm hearing mixed signals about what might be going on with the UK convoy. And we're hearing a lot of mixed signals about the Canadian one. There's a live stream available online, and I'll get the link for you, Ron, for yours and mine's radio listings here in RBM.
Okay.
There's a live stream where you can simply watch what's going on in Canada. You have to completely ignore the media reports. I mean, completely. They're going to do everything they can to make it sound like it's losing steam. And you really don't know what's happening if you're not there. And this live stream link is the only way. So I would just put that out there, ladies and gentlemen. Be very careful what you believe about any of the convoys, and especially people that are prematurely printing their obituary of the convoys, if you follow my drift.
Yes,
We have to be very careful and get the most firsthand information we can. And I hope, even though I'm having Orlean on tomorrow, I'm hoping to talk to Patrick King again, either with a pre-recorded statement, or maybe he can be on the show for 5-10 minutes tomorrow while Orlean does the bulk of it. Whatever we can do to get the real story on what's going on in Canada and or the other convoys, and get around this media that's going to lie about that, just like they've withheld all the alternative information about COVID. So people's only conclusion is they're in grave danger from this so-called virus. And I would just add, to kind of wrap up what I'm saying here, that those that say that we're not doing enough about COVID have to understand that with the media that we have, it's going to be constantly skewed, and we're going to be constantly in a befuddled frame of mind. And even when we do find good contrary information to get all the views out there about COVID, we have to dig, we have to get it out there. And what we do get out there is not getting anywhere near the airplay or the ink and paper that the pro-COVID, pro-CDC, pro-vaccine people are getting. When you have a media like this, everything is skewed. So COVID is no different. You're only going to get one side. And when we try to bring the other side out, we have one hand tied behind our back. So it makes it look like we're not doing enough about COVID, when in fact we are. But we're up against Goliath here, and we can't find our sling. So,
well, absolutely. Can you imagine what would happen if the mass media cartel was actually repeating some of the things that some of these doctors and scientists have said that we've been reporting on? I can't name all the names right now, but there's a lot of them. And if people heard that generally, I don't believe people would put a mask on anywhere or do any of this. That'd be the end of all this phony baloney mandate business and the whole thing. I think it'd be over.
It would, yeah. Peter McCullough, Andrew Kaufman, Robert Malone, just to name three.
Yes.
Two of those I've spoke with myself. And they've got the goods, man. They know what they're talking about. And see, that's just it. A newsman or a newspaper, a news station's job isn't really to know who the best person is or to judge it. The newsman's job is to get all pertinent views out there and let the chips fall where they may.
Amen. Well, folks, hang with us, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap this up. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
Well, thank you folks for tuning in today to Search for a Lawful Government with Ron Avery, and thank you Mark for being on my show, and I'll thank the callers for calling in, and yeah, and when you buy some of that gold, give some of it to RBN to keep the station nice and healthy and keep it running. Because if you really want to protect your future and the future of your generation and your children and grandchildren, you got to leave them a place to live. You've got to leave them a civilization that is lawful and good. And you're not where this is going now is not there. That's not there. We have to turn the direction that it's going in now because it is bad news. And I believe we can do it. And with God's help and with His intervention, even through prayer and through Christ Jesus and having a possession of eternal life. We can do the right thing, the correct thing, and stop tyranny and all these programs that are being cooked up by those that want to make a new world without God, without Christ, without principles that protect everyone's property. So anyway, Mark, you have any parting comments?
Oh, just tune in to Stop the Presses tomorrow for Orlean Curla on her twin books on COVID and some other announcements, checking up on the true state of the Canada convoy, trying to get info from the ground. Lots of follow-ups are in play, things that we've already been working on. I've got a lot of phone calls. I'm waiting for some return calls. So lots at stake and lots more to report.
Okay. And I'll be sure to put that link that you found for who was it now? Can't remember. Who was it that called in? It was
Melissa, you mean?
Yeah, Melissa, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. For her to look up about this pornography problem and all that. But anyway, yeah. Again, thank you, everybody. And by the way, I've got a new mixer, Mark. We're going to be doing we're going to be using it tomorrow, and I got it all hooked up and it's running properly. I'm not quite as good with it yet, but it'll look pretty much the same as it has before. And so that's kind of a new thing for me. And so anyway, Julie, thanks for that great music. Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about. That was really good. So anyway, it's been fun, and we'll see you for me next Tuesday.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you